It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is by now. It's been over a year of me doing these intros, man. I'm your co-host, I'm Michael Akadiri. And to my left, we've got...
Hi, guys, this is Kazeem Jamal.
New guy for the new year. Hey, and to the left.
Arsie Bill pays permission. Who's that? That's me. It's Darren G.
It's me.
It's me. But
hey man, soon come. Obviously, Darren Griffith's got his hour show, Pleasance Theatre.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
It's all right. We're almost there. We're almost there. Tickets. I mean, by the time this comes out, I hope there's no more tickets left.
It'll be sold out.
And maybe we've released the second, the holds. We released the holds.
Hey man.
Well, we don't know. We'll see. It's going all right though. Put it like this. If I was to go. If I was to perform to the ticket sold now, it'd be fine.
See, that's a good position, man. You be so, hustling as
alhamdulillah.
Well.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so.
I see you hustling people. But let's get to a listener's question.
Yes.
Thank you, listener, for sending this one in. This one's deep, man.
That's what she said.
This one.
Hey, yo!
Deep! Hey, man. Husband wants to divorce wife.
Do it.
Because he said he can't bond with their daughter. Woo! What
the fuck's that got to do with her?
Woo! Hey, man. So she's saying, lady's written in, she's saying her and her husband, they've been together 5 years now. When their child was born, unfortunately, the lady needed an emergency C-section. Mm-hmm. Such an emergency that unfortunately the medical staff prohibited the husband from being there at the time of the birth. And because of that, the husband feels that he doesn't adequately bond with his daughter. Mm. And he's taken what some may see as the quite drastic action to want to leave this family so he can start again. Because he always envisaged having a close, tight-knit family. And he feels he can't achieve that because he can't go back in time and be there present at his daughter's birth. So she's writing in. She's saying, what can we do?
As in
us three young men.
What can we do?
Hey. All right, man. Okay. Well, that wasn't one of the options I was considering. But, you know, if you want to run a Southeastern, then, you know, you can go ahead with that.
I was thinking more Avanti West.
Avanti West, yeah. Well, you've got to break down in crew and then invite the whole crew. Hey man.
Me, dear.
What can we do? I don't know.
That's crazy though, isn't it? You know, you want to break up because you weren't there at the birth. I've seen people not be there at the birth.
And they kind of stay with the person.
I've seen it. I have
never heard of that as a reason to leave someone.
He wanted to leave you before.
This man has wanted out for ages. And it's one of those ones that, you know, like when you're in a shit relationship and there's never a right time to break up. Each time about to break up, it's just something else. It's like, I can't break up with her now because it's like it's 3 weeks before her birthday. They can't break up with her now because it's going to be our anniversary. They can't break up with her now because it's going to be banter. Can't break up with her now because of this. Yeah. That's what's happened with this guy.
Yeah, he's gone through the motions.
And then like, oh, she's pregnant. I can't break up. I'm an arsehole if I leave my pregnant wife.
That's the only one valid reason for me that I just heard you say.
What?
Pregnancy.
Yeah, I can't leave it now.
Birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, Easter, New Year.
Oh, when you're younger, those are the reasons. Now you're.
I'll do it now.
Yeah, you just got to just. Now is the time to break up with someone.
I would do. I would. No, no. I'm saying, still, at 30 years old, those are the best times in my eyes to break up.
On their birthday. As
well,
a present.
Well, maybe
my,
not.
My present to you is single life.
Maybe not on their birthday because you've already bought the gift.
You're free now. You're free now. That's my
you
present.
She's going to the shard to eat. You've
already bought the gift. But I'm saying, if her birthday's in a week or whatever, or 2 weeks,
yeah,
that's the best time to break up.
What, so you...
That's as does price. Ding, ding. You're making savings, boy. Making cuts like Rishi Sunak, blood.
But some people do that whole, you know, oh, well, we've broken up, but we bought the tickets a month ago anyway. And
no,
nope, bada bing, bada bang.
Those tickets are both in my name.
Yeah.
Woo!
So you don't need to cut.
I don't want to go.
Routed.
I didn't want to go when you bought them.
Yeah, those tickets are in your name.
That's cold.
That you can go.
The only way I'm rolling with you to anything is if those tickets say Champions League final.
Asna.
And the way we be playing.
Hey, that ain't gonna happen.
Ain't fucking happening.
Ain't gonna happen anything.
Unless it's some people.
So you don't care anytime you break up, with, except for what was it? Wedding? Well, pregnancy. Yeah, so you would be a deadbeat, but you'd
so
be a dead boyfriend.
That's him. He's like, all right, I can't break up whilst he's pregnant. And the moment she stopped being pregnant, he's like, big on, bitch.
Yeah, boundaries, bitch.
That's crazy. I've not heard that excuse saying he can't bond the door. Because I think he tried to pick something that she can't undo.
Yeah,
that you can't change. The
you
fact
change
that he couldn't
that.
There. So he was like, "This is perfect." Because what could you do about that?
Yeah, he's found his out and he's running with it. And I applaud this man. no, I'm joking. I'm joking. The only reason I don't applaud him is because he wants to walk out on the whole unit.
Mm. Yeah, that's big.
And there's a kid involved.
100%.
So you got to eta one somehow, fam. Somehow, some way.
This is the eternal question, isn't it, though? When it comes to people, their relationships, when there's kids involved. Staying for the kids, not staying for the kids. You know, if you think about the child, then you're going to stay, you're going to play happy families, and you're going to do everything because you want the kid to grow up in a two-parent household where the parents get along and all that good stuff. But deep down, you may not be happy. You may maybe thinking...
Because if that household is a madness, you've seen some people who just like your kids be better off if you two were not together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because it's bickering, shouting.
I think that if you're gonna stay for the kids, I think there's like a time frame. I feel like, you know, once the kid can communicate efficiently and can sleep efficiently. And if it's really not working or you're really not happy, then there's options because, you know, the most strenuous things, I would presume, obviously I've only been in it for a little while, but the most strenuous things, you're over that initial hurdle. The kid can communicate.
So if
the kid's unwell, if the kid's upset, if you're trying to discipline the child, you can communicate.
So we're saying 5-6. We're saying 5-6. Start in school.
Yeah.
Can communicate. Upset. Happy.
Can go
yada,
to
yada,
the,
yada.
Can, like, and other things like can somewhat. If I go put your trainers on.
Yeah.
Trainers are put on. If I go put your coat on. Even if they can't do the zip, put your coat on. I can put your coat on.
Yeah.
If you know sleep time. If they get out of bed and I go back to bed.
Mm. They can follow those instructions.
It's patterned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in that way, it's kind of like I'm not, especially as a man, I'm not leaving where these difficult tasks are now having to be done. Unless you come to some agreement where you go like week on, week off, if you can do that. But how many people can actually do that?
I remember what it's called now. It's going to piss me off. There's this way of co-parenting. There's the word for it. Basically, what they do is the kids don't go to like dads for the weekend or mums. They stay in the same house. And the parents moving in and out of the house.
That's wild.
So, yeah, so they'll spend like 4 days somewhere else. And it's dad in the house and the kids. And then they swap over. Mum's in the house now. And so the kids have the same room. They have the stability. They go to the same school. Their school trips are the same.
Hey, man, that sounds like a lot of money. Well, you have to have your own place.
If you've got your own place, or you might stay at your parents or whatever, but I don't know, you might... That's crazy though.
So like every 4 days, they're putting up their photos, putting it down, bringing their partner in.
You
did
a full shift.
Yeah, just full like, hey, hey, man. Off the frame, but yeah,
I can't remember what it's called. But
it's like a tour of Iraq.
Yeah, it sounded crazy when I first heard it, but I thought that kind of makes sense. It's all
stability for the kids.
It's a good idea.
I think all that matters
is it practical.
Yeah, I think the issue is where you are for those other 4 days, because that'll be the resentment.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the resentment, if the thing is your lifestyle is better in the house with the kids, so now you're in like some fucking you're in your sister's spare bedroom, and she's got four kids. It's just carnage in the house. You're like, fuck this, I just want to go back home.
Absolutely.
Whereas then the guy, he's going back to his like one bed flat in central London, just living life. He's just like,
be that little
car. Yeah, he's like, I like both.
Yeah.
he's just chilling, working for me. Yeah, I like both. It's really good. I don't even need a place for the other 4 days. I'm just touring around doing shit.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah.
I was at such and such's house.
Oh,
whatever her name was.
It's true. I think that's when it become like a thing of,
if it's your main spot or your side spot. Work.
Yeah. Mm. But if you both just got, you both got partners and you just crash at your partner's place, then it's all good, isn't it?
True.
You know, you're not smashing in the
what was your partner saying when you're gone for 4 days?
It's crazy.
Oh, like the kids, but if they know, it's
and then the gig, like, and then you got a gig.
And
you're away for the weekend. Boundaries, bitch.
But yeah, but Liz's question, this guy wanted out.
He wants to go.
She's saying, what can we do?
What can we suggest? Yeah, what advice?
Charge it, firm it.
Woo! Yeah. That's like a 5-year-old child, your husband.
If he really can't bond with this kid and he's tried and there's no love there. Look, I was at an event on the weekend and my cousin walked in with her 5-month-year-old baby. Now, before my son...
5-month-year-old baby.
Yeah, I said what I said. Yeah?
You heard?
You have an allegiance to losers. You heard? Yeah? Don't ever correct me again. I said 5-month-year-old baby. I stand on that.
You stand on that? Okay. I'm the lamb, boy.
Well, let's get on the lamb, boy. Yeah, I stand on that. Overstand that. Yeah.
Understand, understand, and overstand.
Every tip. Yeah. Big up Vibes Cartel. Anyway.
Understand.
What was I saying?
Talk about this 5-month-year-old baby.
Yeah. And before my son was born, I in the nicest possible way, I could give a fuck about anyone. Mm-hmm. Do I want to hold your baby? Nope. I want to play with your baby? Nope. Okay. When I have a baby, that's when I'll hold a baby. Okay.
Mm.
So I've had a baby now, and even after my son was born, I thought maybe I'll change. I've seen babies ever since then. Don't care. Yeah.
Not invested.
Similarly. Yeah.
And but my
I'm better with kids now though.
I've always been good with kids because I worked in primary schools and.
People always cuss me ex-girls like, you know, that's a child, right? Stop talking to them like they're an adult.
Oh yeah, no. I've always been good with kids. From once they can, like I say, once they can have somewhat of a fluent conversation,
yeah.
I've always been good with kids because I am one. Anyway, but yeah, I held my cousin essentially, in 5 months, and I turned to my mum and I go, I do not miss my son being this age.
Yeah,
I do not miss it because, like,
too little.
Although, like, I've got him and music's playing and we're having a little done or whatever. Yeah, it's just kind of like I even started fucking about. I started holding his like head and like pretending to burp. And I was going, "Mom, remember this? me for time, bro, burp, bro." Because and then I went home and I saw my son and I was like, "Yeah, this is it." Because he's got personality.
Yeah, he got a bit of personality now, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know why I was telling that story.
I can't remember.
We were talking about co-parenting and then you just brought up your cousin, the baby.
the listeners are like, it's because of this. We're like, we can't remember.
Yeah.
I was talking about if the guy really can't bond with his kid.
Yeah. And then you spoke about how you didn't care about other people's babies and stuff like that.
Yeah, you should care about your own kid, though.
Well, yeah. But then I guess you can't force a bond. It comes from within, isn't it? The reason why
I feel like if you're not.
That's what I was going to say. Sorry. was that when my son was five, between like whatever,
yeah,
0 months and
five months,
6 months. I don't know the date when men started actually doing shit. Yeah,
yeah.
But I was like, I love him, but
no, just
do but it. Like not that I don't like. I'm not bonded with. I love him, protect him, all that kind of stuff. But now, like, I'm like, yo, that's my... Like, today, yeah. I was taking a piss, right? Mm. And I was saying something to his mum, and I just kept going, yeah, boys, high five. And he kept high-fiving me. And now we're G's, bro. No, like, no, that's we're actual G's, bro. That's when man sees me, he's like, yo.
That's your guy. That's your boy.
It's the time.
No, it's true. No, it's true. Because like, I know with my daughter, it was the thing of, yeah, similar thing of love her. And she wasn't too well when she's first born. So it's like, oh, you know, I want to protect her. I want to all go well. But it's just, yeah, it's a baby, isn't it? I have to look after a baby. And I love her. Want the best for her. Yeah, I can't remember when exactly. But there was just this moment where it just changed.
Mm.
And I was just like, fucking love her.
I'll do it, I'll knock anyone out.
Yeah, it's started having mad intrusive thoughts. It was just like, someone broke into the house and just tried to like steal her. Oh, the way I'd fuck them up.
Yeah, yeah. Absolute rage.
Yeah, just having that real violent fantasy. Like, maybe I used a hammer on them or do this and I'll kick them down the stairs.
Damn.
And do that. It's like,
went full Liam Neeson.
Yeah, though, it's all crazy. Oh, but it's like, just no one fucking. Don't fucking touch her.
Yeah.
And it's with my son, similar thing of people. I'll say to people, well, I go, yeah, I go, yeah, I've got two kids. I mean, I've got a kid and a baby.
Mm.
It's like, he's just, you know, he just.
I've got a person and a baby that is becoming a person.
Yeah. He's like a kind of acute potato.
Just pisses shit.
Yeah, it's just like.
Feeds, yeah.
But he's starting to have the little turn now where it's.
Mm.
He's more aware and stuff. He follows his sister's lead. So.
You can imagine.
You might already get it now, but. Like, Zadie being like, oh, 2.5. Fucking. Like, you think you like going on stage and fucking like killing for 20 minutes? Come home from work. With a 2-year-old waiting behind the door, fucking, that's a standing ovation, right?
She's like jumping.
Listen, I open the door and I could, and she could be like in the living room. Mommy, 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 daddy's home. She's like, okay. Like, nobody's like, all right. Daddy, daddy, ah, daddy, daddy. And sometimes she's not even ran to me. It's just so much hype that she's like spinning in a circle. And then Zavi's like, what's happening? He's doing that now. He's just getting involved.
Got to clip that.
And Naomi's just like, hi. And they're like, it's like, mommy. She's like, Zadie's like, I don't understand why you're not as excited as this guy's home. And it's like, yeah. And it's just great. It's great. She spent all day being a great parent. And I just come in.
And you get all the accolades and the plaudits.
I feel a bit, I'm a bit... And I don't know if it's because of the type of work I'm in, yeah? But obviously I work with kids that have challenging behaviour.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So I leave there and I get to the front door. And this is all of them in there. Like, both of them in there. And I get to the front door, I put my key in the door and I'm like, fucking kids in there as well, you know what I mean? It's just like, fuck side, bro.
You can't escape them.
They're everywhere.
There's kids everywhere.
Who is busting these nuts?
Put these fucking kids in my house.
I get in, daughter's on smoke, bro. And I'm
because she's older as well.
Well,
so she's
is it like bad day at school sort of stuff?
Nah, she's
different needs.
She's Zadie, just
older
as an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But like,
more complex.
Instead of it being like, oh, dad's home, it's just wild behavior.
Yeah.
Mm.
And partner's like, she wasn't like this before you got in the house. Yeah. She was chill. And all of a sudden, she's a lunatic.
And then, like, when you get home, or you mean like years ago when you.
No, now.
Today!
Oh, today.
today, just
as we record,
just sliding on the floor for no reason, right?
Oh, okay.
Just sliding on the floor, and then she's getting told off because it's like calm the fuck down.
Just don't care.
And then I'm getting. You must just think I tell her off, but she don't act like this when you're not here.
Yeah,
she don't do this when you're not here. I'm like,
they're trying to impress you, or do you think something like that along those lines?
That no, because when I walk in now, my son just goes and he's like on the floor. No, he doesn't call up to me. Man just starts zinging.
There you go. It's just the hype.
Just zinging. I'm just like,
right, it's gonna happen when he's older. The hype will be. It might be different because you're gonna be with him in the day.
He don't hype for me. Yeah, if I've been out and I come back, then there's hype. But no, like now, like if we record late or whatever, then obviously he's asleep in it. But when my missus comes home, he does like.
Ah, so she gets the hype.
So she gets the. Run up.
She's gonna experience the hype then.
Yeah, so she'll get
you,
that.
You get taken for granted, the ones that she was the kid.
Oh, I've been with him all day, so there ain't no excitement. He's probably like a new face. There's something I could do with it. Whatever, what we're gonna do, you're gonna feed, or whatever it is, and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, but like, she's been asking for you like all day. Mm. Everything we've done, it's just like, who's daddy gonna do? And then, like, so when she goes away for a day, she goes, oh, like, how's the day? Yeah, and then goes, oh, did she ask me? It's like, I think once.
Maybe she mentioned something.
I mean, she said, where's mommy? And I said, you're out with your friend. And then she just said, can I watch Peppa Pig?
That's how valued you are. Like,
thank you for your service.
Yeah. Well, I said, don't worry. It's all going to swing around when she hits like puberty, which it's like,
oh, 30. Yeah, you're gonna not want to know who you are.
When that first, weird period comes or something, and I'm like, you're right, it's like, I want mom. It's like, what would you mean? It's me, it's dad. It's like, I want mom. It's like, oh, okay, all right, let's go. Don't get your mom. This is strange. What?
It's gonna be the same thing as well with the boys. They're gonna be like, the fuck.
Yeah, that realization is like,
oh, fuck is that, bro? Oh, dad, yo,
you got one of these,
fam. Sometimes this is gonna sound so weird. Like, sometimes I take a piss with my son.
Yeah,
so I've gone from the bedroom to the bathroom. I'm holding him.
Yeah,
so I've just got it. But like, man will be looking around, but as soon as he hears it hit the
water,
he's like, what's that? No way have you got one as well. Swear down you've got one. Mine does that as well. I'm like, wait until you see the second trick, my boy.
That is
when
wild.
You learn that one, bruv.
That is wild.
When you hit that one, cuz, it's different now. I'm not gonna show you. I'm gonna let you enjoy that, bruv.
I don't know whose voice this is. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's no one's, man.
It's you.
And dad, someone comes up to you and goes, yo, dad, I just. Hey. The first one's like chasing a dragon. That first one is like chasing the motherfucking dragon. No? Is it just me? Did it get weird? When you bust your first nut, there's nothing like it, bro.
Yo, we cheer. It's a mad
feeling.
We're here now. Yeah. It's a mad feeling, yeah.
Nah, fam. It's like angels are coming at your penis.
Okay, that's wild. Okay.
Yeah?
All right. I didn't expect
that. And I've been chasing that feeling ever since. I've never had one like that ever again.
Yeah, you can't. It's like, you know.
Weird.
I don't know how three fellas got to wanking and ejaculation. That's crazy. But yeah, it's a crazy feeling. That's why people, you know, have several kids. Because it's a crazy feeling. So talking about busting nuts, a question Darren wanted to ask.
Is it? Which one?
Is it? Is there too soon?
Ah, yeah, because we wanted to ask this previous episode, but you weren't in, and I wanted you to be here
the lead for it,
as someone with experience.
Yeah,
in this area.
Yeah, you're going to be the voice. Well,
of the people
of reason,
of apparently. Reason, of experience.
People's champ.
Of experience. We'll be talking speculatively, but
yeah, but at least you got someone in the.
I am the voice.
Is there two?
I am him.
Is it? I think it's is it instead of is there, but let's just read it how it is verbatim.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Yeah.
He just changed a spaceship for a car. Is there too soon to have another child?
I got it late.
With someone who already has a child.
Say it again, sorry, what?
Is it too soon, or is there a period which is too soon to have another child with someone who already has a child?
Yeah, because I think this question came about me. I saw something online where it was like the second kid came, it was like something like 11 months or like 12 months younger than the oldest kid, but it was different dads.
That's wild.
Yeah, so then she was just like, what's that? Yeah, so that's mad. That's too soon.
You can't bust on that, bro.
But then I made the point that I go, but you're assuming that he's met her after the baby's born. I go, it could be one of those ones where he's met her
holding the pregnancy test.
While she's pregnant. Yeah. That's even worse. Like one of those ones. No, because we've got, I know someone who, yeah, so she got pregnant, this is like years ago, so she got pregnant, guy weren't interested.
Oh, shit.
This other guy came along, like, was interested in her. She said, look, I'm pregnant. And he's like, all right, well, I like her. Let's just see how this goes.
Is this a family member?
No, it's not a family member.
So you can say what you want.
His friend. So
no, and then he was there for the birth, and then they had a kid 2 years after that, and then yeah, and he's raised the eldest as his own, and everyone. His only people who ask or know them know that that's not his. She's not his daughter. His daughter,
the same colour.
Yeah, so his daughter. But yeah, and
big respect, because not a lot of dads.
And that's all she sees of us. And they've been married for like 25 years now. So
oh, whoa. Okay. big congrats.
So he's one of those. So like, and when she told me their first date story, I was they're like 50s kind of thing. Yeah, okay. I was like, when she told me their first date story, I was like, I don't know how you two are even together. Like, this story sounded mad because it just sounded.
Can you share it, or is it too personal? For them.
I'll share it off the pod. They'll know I'm talking about them. They already know I'm talking about them, probably. But
yeah, from the story, yeah. I respect, because yeah. Not a lot of young guys would do that.
No, but I also understand that is an anomaly. That's an outlier.
Absolutely.
But I think, actually, I know I was saying throughout, that's wild. If it's going to happen, it's probably better that way.
This is what I'm trying to say.
It's either
weird...
better that
you're
way.
What do you mean? Compared to what way?
Then
the man's out of the picture.
Then my scenario. Because I get, even now, like, okay, dad of the household, I see these are my kids, bloody, bloody, blah. There's still certain things where, like, I'm like, oh, can I do this? I'm not your dad, you know what I mean, so there are certain things, and I'm getting better at it, and it's just because I made a promise to myself to just say what you're going to say, and well, last episode, not deal with it, but deal with the consequences afterwards, right? Say what you're going to say, and don't let this thing burn inside of you, to the point where you just get in a mood, and there actually hasn't been an argument. And it's more kind of like just the day-to-day raising, but it's kind of like, whereas like my uncle, he has a child that's not biologically his, but, and I asked him for advice, and he was like, it's a bit different because I was in her life when she was 2 or 3. So they're not really.
So he was there for the molding.
Yeah, I'm.
How old is she when you?
Just about to turn 6.
Right.
So five, but just about to turn six.
So what you were talking about earlier in the pod where they're like,
they know I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still had contact at that point with their biological parent and stuff like that. So Look, let me tell you one thing. When you get involved with someone that has a child already,
yeah,
and then you have a child as well, and it's quite a quick turnaround like it was for me, everything moves at such a fast pace,
yeah,
it's going to push your relationship to the absolute maximum boundary.
Yeah.
Like, because there's so many things like you're uncovering of each other in those moments whilst trying to raise a, you know, child and have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then go, I didn't know you fucking did this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, you're finding out on the fly.
Look, me and my partner, we didn't live together until my son was born.
Right.
Mm.
So there's so many things just in that. It's like for me personally on my side, it's like, raw, I didn't actually know you spoke this much. Like, yeah. And on her side, she's like, raw, I didn't actually know, like, you are a slob.
Yeah.
Not to the point where, like, oh, you're nasty, but she's just like, can the clothes actually get into the bag?
No.
Yeah. Why are they on top of the bag? Why are they always on top of the bag?
Yeah.
Don't bring snacks into bed, but that's where I eat my snacks. And I've been doing it for 28 years. Yeah? So there's so many things, and they're small, but they build up. And then you're trying to... Then you've got, like, and there's certain conversations you just didn't have or didn't have the time to have. Like, what are your parenting philosophies? What are your parenting philosophies? So there's certain things when I'm like...
Yeah, your kid's on the way now. So
yeah, and there's certain things where it's like, I might see something and I go, rah, that couldn't run. But then I go, then there's, like, no matter how much I look at it, I go, well, that's not my decision to make over there.
Yeah.
But this one... And I know it's bad, but it just is what it is. It's just facts, yeah? But this one, I've definitely got way more influence on what happens here. And even in terms of discipline and stuff like that, I'm being a bit more firm because, like, you're approaching nine. It's going to be nine in March, you know what I mean? Nine, it's like, all right, soon you're going to be going big school. And with girls, like, they can spiral into thinking they're grown women. And it's and certain things are happening now. So I'm then stepping in and going, so why is your mum having to ask you so many times to do this?
Yeah.
When you asked me to take you to the toy shop, how many times did you have to ask me? Once. Mm. So why are we having to ask you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times? Go and do that, please.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be done. But with him, even now, like, because I say terrible twos, I'm like, yo, the fuck are you doing, bruv?
This 60-month, he's probably thinking, what the hell?
What's man looks at me and laughs. In the holidays, I nicknamed him Dennis because he's a menace, bro. I said to my brethren today, if it's not me, early doors, someone needs to tuck this you in, otherwise he's going to be a problem.
Right.
Someone needs to give him a
16-month-old.
If he gets to nursery and he's 3-0, it's game over because no one's going to tell him nothing. Yeah? Someone needs to give him a 3-piece combo quickly just so he goes, I'm bad. But there's levels, yeah? And if it's not me, it's got to be someone. I don't know if I have to pay Jacob in fucking Roblox at nursery and be like, fam, when he's not looking, like, he leans to the left. So fake the jab and hit him with the right.
Not Kazim being a quarterback of the other baby.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Because there's baby boxing, man. Yeah, baby misfit.
So, this is what I will say, and this is probably the most serious I've ever taken one of these questions, right? There is no right time to have a baby. You're never going to be rich enough.
Nope.
You're never going to have known the person long enough.
No. Nope.
Right? You're never going to have of achieved every goal, because after you achieve that goal, there's a million more that you want to achieve. There's never a right or wrong time. Look, whatever happens at the end of the day, if it ends up being too soon or you just don't have the capacity to continue as a union... The main thing is the kids. And that's the so I wouldn't say there's too soon because I wouldn't have my son other than that. And how we got there was actually an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
I speak about it on stage, but she was on a pill.
Yeah.
I beat it. Yeah. Fortunately, you know, we lost that one. Mm. But it made us realise, like, right, like, maybe a family wouldn't be so mad right now. Like, and then we binned off all protection, did it again, lost it. And it was really like this boy, like I was like, if this happens one more time, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not doing it again. So, so there's no, you know, if it wasn't for an anomaly, I wouldn't have my son because we weren't planning on that.
That's interesting. But
by the third time, we were not like being like, oh my days, you're ovulating, let's go. But it was kind of like, if it happens, it happens. We've taken away all protective measures. So you never know, and you never know what's going to happen. Just, if it happens, it happens. And you just got to figure it out along the way.
Yeah.
And if you want it to happen, God bless. If it happens, then you carry on going, God bless. And at the end of the day, look after your kids. And that's it, man.
Uh-huh. Very poignant.
Yeah.
You're never usually this poignant and articulate. What the thing that was interesting?
Man said I'm not articulate.
Right. He said look, you're a fucking moron. I'm on the BBC, you know.
Hey, Sunday morning.
I read 3,000 books a year. Picture books.
I was about to say he's a red rider or some shit.
It was Clifford, the big red nigga.
I don't think you even look at 3,000 web pages.
Yeah, like, that many tabs or whatever. Yeah. Log. The reason, what I wanted to ask was there like, because obviously you said that the first time obviously wasn't planned, then obviously on full shot loss, and you're like, okay, let's actually try. Was that sort of, did that mindset shift happen because you were trying to, I guess, compensate for the loss? Was it sort of like that? Like,
no, because when I first met my partner, she didn't want any more kids.
Right.
And the stubborn Nigerian in me went, I bet I can convince you. And then she was actually open to the idea. Then it happened. And she was actually like, not, I wouldn't say upset, but she was the kind of like, what the fuck?
Mm.
I was gassed when she made me look at it.
Mm.
But I guess it was just a shock to the system for her. And then once we had the first loss, it was her that said, like, I want to try.
Mm.
I was thinking like, oh, it's done for now. And it was her that saying, let's actually have a family.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't think it's...
So I don't think we would compensate. And then I also think if we had, you know, not had our son be a successful pregnancy and whatnot, I don't think either of us would have gone there again. If my son had not have been a success, I don't know if that's the right term, but successful pregnancy, I don't think we would be together.
Right. I hear that.
I can honestly say I don't think I could have stayed there.
Oh, you think you would have been too, like, obviously upset by going
through? It's just a lot of emotion. And even when you have the baby, there's so much emotion in general, but there's certain things that we both do, and it's just because like there's a lot of anxiety still. Yeah. Like there's so overprotective of him.
Mm.
I used to wonder, like sometimes I get annoyed because she'll go something like, "You might get a rash," and she'll go, "What do you think that is?" Or "What do you think we should do?" And I'm there like, sometimes in my head I'm just going, "But you've done this before." I haven't. Like, what did you do? What did you do before if you were worried? Like, let me know. Because I don't know. Should we go to the hospital? Because I'll just go, let's go hospital.
Yeah?
Because I'll just go, let's go hospital.
So you're looking at her to lead, essentially.
Especially in, like, the scary moments. Because I'm like, you've got
for reassurance, really.
You've got a baby to 9 now. Forget me and the little involvement I've had so far. You've got a baby to 9.
Mm.
So you're almost that testimonial year. You know what I mean? You
Tony
are...
Tony Hibbert Everton.
Yeah, you're going to have... You've got serious experience compared to me.
Yeah.
I've been in this 16 months.
Yeah.
Let me know what we should do.
Mm.
But then I'm going, but that was a crazy year. Three pregnancies, 1 year, 2 losses, and a baby.
Yeah.
You know, that's a serious year. And even the pregnancy, the labor wasn't easy.
Mm.
That's a serious year. Then we thought he was deaf, all of this kind of stuff. So then I go, okay, yeah. And so sometimes I just go really chill and I go, he's fine.
Yeah.
he's fine. Or when he's got but he's fine because now he's got his if his personality goes, that's when I start going, he's actually very unwell. So yeah, I can't remember what the question was.
No, it was the question alluding to.
Was it compensating? I don't think so.
I had a friend who was seeing someone and then accidentally got pregnant. Unfortunately, lost the child.
Mm.
And then he was someone that before the prospect of pregnancy, even like pregnancy came up, he was like, oh, I'm going to grind, I'm hustling, I need to make my money. Da, 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 da. Then when she unfortunately lost the child, he was like, yeah, we're going to try again. I was like, this guy was on hustling and he married before I have a child, all of this stuff. And it all went out the window. So that's why I wondered, maybe it was that the similar case to you, having a loss sort of changed the mindset and the things that you did value no longer are important and stuff like that?
You're really not appreciative.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you even need a loss. I think just any kind of struggle.
But I think even like yourself, sometimes you're sitting there, like the third time round, like, man's taking these fucking maca root pills and shit like that because she's doing this research and going, this is really good for
sperm health,
and all of this stuff.
This is high in zinc, but this is high in that.
Yeah. It made us really appreciative. But I was speaking to someone the other day, I'm in this really weird cycle of thinking that comes sporadically of looking at my son and being going, I'm so happy you're here. I wouldn't trade you for anything.
Yeah.
But I really wanted baby one and baby two. But if I didn't have baby one and baby two, I don't have this guy here.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so mad. Even like in my show that I'm building, the whole thing is like, have you ever been grateful for a bad thing happening?
Mm.
Because without this bad thing happening, I don't have my son.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. This guy doesn't exist.
That's true. Probably not on a personal level, but to answer that question, maybe people during COVID, maybe some people, there's probably couples that met during COVID.
We did.
You met during the time where you weren't meant to meet, where people were suffering the losses that they're suffering of their lives and you now meet and then you now have the wonderful child through this sort of dark period. So that's a
rainbow baby.
Yeah. And that's a larger story to, you know, the story you got going on. When's the show debuting? I know you're still working on it.
Is it one of those just when it's ready?
When it's ready, yeah. I got to go and see what Edinburgh's all about of no pressure
first. That's what I'm liking about this show, the new show that I haven't even started writing. I like the fact that it's not attached to anything. It's not attached to any story at the moment. It's not attached to any festival. It's just me. When it's ready, it's ready. I want to keep on doing work in progress shows. And
is there to put topics together that you broach in it?
I think in my head, there's some that it just keeps on coming up. I'm like, oh, maybe that's going to be the topic then.
Related to parenting or?
No, not even. Not even. It's like not even really freestyle. Not really that personal, really. Mm-hmm. Just
looking at the world and giving your perspective. Yeah,
it's just kind of the area that I'm actually most comfortable talking about. It's just kind of chatting shit about everyone else. Rather than myself. But
Yeah, man.
But no, it's interesting. I think, when you go through that struggle, loss is definitely like the thing at the top of that struggle. It makes you, I talk about this in the current show. I think unless you go through, you don't question why you want to be a parent. You just kind of just go, oh, she's pregnant now. I guess we're going to do this thing. I think once it's taken away or there's a struggle, you then start going, well, actually, I do want to be a parent. I didn't even know I actually wanted to be a parent or that much.
And you can become cynical.
Yeah.
The second time, I didn't care about anybody.
Mm.
You're homeless. I don't care. Life's unfair. I just lost my baby. My dad's on one. I don't care. Life's unfair. I was so cynical.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
So, but like, not to put comic effect.
Even like my own dad, I'm like, how have you got five kids? How are you allowed to have five kids and I can't get one?
And you don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But that's sometimes how the world could be evil, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are deadbeats out there who don't see their kids, but then there's people who actually want children.
So the first time I was a blubbering mess. Yeah. The second time I became hateful. Couldn't care less about what anyone was going through. I just thought, life's unfair. That's how it happens. Deal with it. Move on.
And then did you think you must have done a full swing?
I actually can't remember what... Something snapped me out of it, and I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was, but something I definitely... I just think I was driving, and I was like, you can't live like this.
Mm.
You can't live being this mad at the world.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then I remember each pregnancy even being like, first time... I remember, because obviously we didn't live together. I drove home. I was tears of happiness, you know. Second time, I was kind of like, oh, what? Yeah, like, still kind of... Third time, I came downstairs and there was like a tea, like coffee in a coffee mug, and it said, well, like, best daddy or something like that, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck have I got this cup for? Like, I guess, all right, like, Alani's got me this cup.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's nice cup, you know what I mean? And then I was like, nah. And I see a test, and I'm like, but then I see the test, and I just was like, cool.
Yeah,
I ain't getting my hopes up again.
Yeah, yeah,
for this to not happen, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I had one person I spoke to about who went through IVF. He said, "You end up playing a game because he had previous." So he's a combination of us. IVF had previous losses, and he goes, "You each scan is a horrible. It's the most horrible game show of heartbeat or no heartbeat."
Oh, mate, yeah.
and he says you go to each scan and you just sit there anxiously and you just see the person like going, oh, wait.
We got a story like that.
And then just,
I remember going.
And each time I would go to scan, similar thing. Even though I never had the loss, they're talking to you, go, hi, how's your day been? I'm not listening to anything you're saying. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all muffled. And then as soon as you hear that,
And then why do they play?
It's like, yeah, no, day's been okay, fake. Yeah, it was
why do they play that for like 3 seconds as well? Is it not good for the baby?
What's that?
No, I just think they just want to hit. They literally just want to be able to tick fetal heartbeat.
Yeah. I remember we went and did a private scan, and the it was so funny. The woman, was this for my son? Maybe. We went and done a private scan, and the woman was like, yeah, you're 5 weeks pregnant. You're 6 weeks pregnant. Okay, 7 weeks, 2 days.
So what are you doing here?
7 weeks, 5 days.
What is that? What maths are you doing here?
Yeah, like, it just kept changing, and we were cracking up. But then we actually got our... hospital.
Yeah, and it just won.
And I, like you're saying, I wasn't listening to fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I didn't know is that the nurse actually said, I'm a student. I'm training. Do you mind if I conduct your scan?
And that's today? Why she's all like 7 weeks.
No. This is the NHS now. The woman that was getting the dates wrong was private,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nonsense.
So I didn't hear that. I'm just seeing woman bed. You're doing a scan.
Yeah.
Can't hear shit. My girl's heard all of that. She said, yeah, that's fine, blah, 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 blah. This woman is scrolling for time, trying to find...
Which must have been with a supervisor, though.
So he's, like, behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So she's actually just there on her one.
Oh, okay, fine.
And when we saw my son the first time, like, obviously, little bean, yeah?
We
can see that, right? This is now, like, a maybe 8-week scan or whatever... Whatever, yeah? And she's showing us this faint line. She goes, there's your baby. And I go, look, I'm not a doctor. But they're meant to get bigger, right? Because he's getting smaller. That's
you can zoom in.
And then she went, and like my girl's like squeezing my hand, like,
yeah, because it's like, fuck.
And then she went and got the supervisor.
It's going wrong.
And he literally went like this, like, say
the lock.
He just went, there's your baby. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my days, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He's free kid baby, honey. I shrunk the kids. That's
right. It goes like that, man. It is nuts.
They are very tense, those meetings, those antenatal meetings and them checkups. They are.
But like TV had like brainwashed me into thinking, like, you just see a film and you just go, we're pregnant, and then they have the baby, or TV show, they're pregnant,
absolutely.
And they just have the baby. So I knew people had miscarriages and stuff like that, and stillborns and that horrible things that happen.
Not
like
me.
That. But I'm like, I'm like thinking, yo, this is like one in these things happen like one in a million.
When you start reading the stats,
because like, I don't know no one that this has happened to, and like,
and why would you?
And yeah, and like, I'm not hearing like my mum's saying, you know, someone's, even when I'm growing up, so and so's there. Blah, it only really dawned on me then when my godmum said she was having a baby and the baby never came.
Yeah.
But I was a kid, so I was like, I don't know where this
is.
Yeah,
all these things just in the shadows.
So then when right it happened, I was like,
yeah.
And then you start realizing this is happening a lot to people.
Everywhere. Absolutely. And people just have to, that's why I'm always like obviously my show will be about parenting and stuff. Yeah. And I'm always wary, like I could go somewhere and the first thing I could say is someone in front row could have lost a child, and I'm there, I've had a baby, and they're having to, you know, deal with all of that and hear me talk about it, and they may want to just literally leave. Sometimes you can sit there and think, why is the person not laughing? And we never know what all this is going through. We don't know their story.
I would hear people say, like, no, I remember. Remember was that somebody's house,
yeah,
and they gave you some baby clothes, but why would they have given it to you? This is definitely, you've already had your daughter,
right?
Definitely already had your daughter, because it just, the timeline makes sense. We were at their house and they were giving you a bunch of baby stuff anyway, and like, obviously I had only my mum and a few people on her side knew that we had been pregnant.
Right, so you're just seeing me get baby stuff.
And I was, not against you, but I was like, fuck Darren, man.
Yeah, no, of course, though.
Not you, the person.
No,
I was just,
but
like,
I get it,
person was both our friend, and I was like, though, that should have been some of my, like, he should have been offering some of that to me as well.
Yeah, of course.
Like, why is this?
And when you're in those situations, and
I'm just there, like,
yeah, you go through these things quietly, and you've got people just making just casual jokes, like, don't have any kids.
Yeah.
Hey, wear a condom.
Yeah.
And they're like, safe. Mm. In your head's like, do I'm ducking out now? It's like, oh, why are you going? It's like, yeah, I'm just going home.
I'm going to buy some condoms.
The condoms aren't the problem.
We suffocate you with, bro.
Is that true?
That's why I don't tell anyone, even the kids, even like a boy who's like 21. I'm not saying, let's strap up, do it.
One of my old students came back and was like, I'm having a baby. Yeah. He's like 19. I'm like, congratulations.
Young, but you're here now, bro. This is a blessing. So,
100%. And what you guys were just saying about pregnancy loss, I never understood why everyone was so joyous of a pregnancy. My goodness, you're pregnant. I was like, isn't it just sex? Like, why are we getting all this crazy? I thought you just ejaculate. It's gonna happen. Mm. We used to be at a point so scared of getting someone pregnant when you're teenagers. Don't come home with no pregnant person. If you get a pregnant, your life is over. You will end up in McDonald's.
Yeah.
You will end up.
Your pastor will hear about this.
You were so scared
about
getting someone. Then you get to a point where you're even struggling. The pregnancy that you're afraid of, you're even running towards it.
You're running
away from it at one point, now you're running towards it. Yeah. And I never understood why people were so like, oh my goodness, I'm pregnant. I never got it until, as you say, well, in my case, going through med school and seeing it and experiencing it with you guys, unfortunately having experiences of difficulties or loss, definitely shows it's more common than we think, and I guess it's about being sensitive to those who may be going through things, and obviously
won't
be comfortable.
On the flip side of that as well, like, I know you've had it, apart from the woman that got the promoter's your number.
Of course.
But absolutely. So many people, like even comics, they're like, I have a rainbow baby, or they will speak to you about their journey through IVF, and you're like, yeah, I'm talking about the right, and I'm doing it, doing it in the right way, because I'm up there and I'm talking about my losses and stuff like that, and you're talking about your struggle, and no one's ever complained.
No,
and
be fair, that woman who complained, it's what we were talking about earlier. That's probably just come from a place of just raw emotion.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. She's probably gone through a few.
But the large majority of people they know someone that's gone through IVF or had a loss, or unfortunately, you know, very sad, their child has been born but then passed. They've known someone that's gone through that kind of struggle, or they've gone through it. Like, because what I find as well is when I ask certain questions to the crowd, the guys know nothing.
Yeah, of course.
And it's always the women answering. So you always like, you either have been through it, or you know someone that has, or you know someone that knows someone that has, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. So,
and it's a tough thing to make. These are tough things to make funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It takes a very good comedian.
But I feel like what you say about a bit you have and a bit you have is if you let them know up top that there's a happy ending, then it's a much easier pill to swallow. 100%. No pun intended.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's a tough topic to tackle, but, you know, you can listen to it on 29th of February.
Hey, big up yourself.
Pleasance Theatre in London. Darren Griffiths, Inconceivable, get tickets.
Get them fucking tickets. He's not doing it justice, yeah? This guy is a comedian force. A comedic force, should I say, right? Listen, he takes subject matters you would never even have thought of and pitches them and presents them in such a way you will be laughing from start to finish. He is a maverick with the mic.
Absolutely.
An unbelievable comedian, a great friend, and a fantastic father. You'll get all of that in his show, Inconceivable, on the 29th of February at the Pleasance Theatre. If you don't get tickets, suck your mum 10 times. And if you get tickets, you've done yourself a great service to you and everyone you bring along. Me and Michael will be there. So come and say hello. Don't ask for backstage tickets because you're not getting them. just his friends and family are going back there.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Make sure you get those tickets, man. Hey, the ticket price is so good. Get these tickets before you can't get him no more because he's reading 3,000 books, doing 100 city date tours and not giving into Hollywood and losing his anal virginity and sucking penis. Okay, we're out of here, man. Take care and peace. Yeah, I did your outro.
I'm going to say nine kills, man. Otherwise, I'll be a fat face on liar. So,
Mike drops.